But we begin with my exclusive interview, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. We met earlier this week in the garden of Iran's presidential compound for his first American interview since Obama's victory. Our ABC poll also shows that more than 70% of Americans support the president's willingness to meet with America's adversaries like Ahmadinejad. I began our interview by testing his willingness to meet with Obama. During the last administration, no other world leader next to you was as critical of the American administration as Mr. Chavez. Yet look at this picture right here. Is this a picture that you would like to see, you and President Obama? And what do you think the Iranian people would think of you and President Obama meeting, shaking hands, engaging in conversation?
Well, we are calling for peace and security for all. We would like international relations to be based on justice and friendship. Wherever a hostile relationship turns into friendship, that would make us happy.
President Obama says that's exactly what he wants right now. He says he wants a new beginning in the relationship with Iran. He sent a message to the Iranian people on the occasion of the Nowruz holiday where he called Iran a great civilization.
Very best wishes.
He talked about the Islamic Republic of Iran, where he signaled that he wasn't interested in regime change. And he talked about his vision for the United States-Iranian relationship.
It's a future where the old divisions are overcome, where you and all of your neighbors and the wider world can live in greater security and greater peace.
Do you share that vision?
You need to appreciate that the American administration 29 years ago unilaterally cut its relations with Iran. In the past 29 years, different U.S. administrations have opposed the Iranian people. Now they say that we have given up that enmity. That's fine. We have welcomed such comments. But an administration which up until yesterday was saying that I'm going to kill you, and today says that I'm not going to kill you.
So there is change, though. What will Iran do in response? The United States has said that the United States is ready to talk with Iran and the other great powers, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China. Are you prepared to sit down at those talks without preconditions?
Well, previously, first of all, I sent a congratulatory message to Mr. Obama. This was a major decision. Although the Iranian people were very much dismayed with the conduct of previous U.S. administrations, and I was criticized here at home in Iran, nevertheless, I did that. I am yet to receive a response. With the European group and the American group, we will talk. We have announced as much that we are going to negotiate.
But when will you join?
Again, based on justice and mutual respect. Well, after everything is said and done, well, planning needs to be made and some timetables need to be set. We believe in talking, in negotiating, based on sincerity and respect and justice. But the U.S. administration severed its relations with us.
But that was the past administration, and now President Obama said he's prepared to sit down along with the other European powers without any preconditions. And it sounds to me as if you're suggesting now Iran is the one with the preconditions, echoing, in fact, the policy of the last U.S. administration. Are there preconditions or not? Why not sit down right now with the U.S. and the European powers to discuss the nuclear program?
Last year, we proposed a package of proposals for talks. Everyone knows that in this year many changes, developments have unfolded on the international stage. Many new issues have been added to the agenda, so to speak, and we are reconsidering our proposed package. We are adding new issues to the realm, if you will, of the talks, and we are going to make that public as soon as possible. We are always ready to talk with no preconditions. What should I do?
Tell me your proposal.
Should I share that with you, sir?
The world, American viewers.
We are going to do that officially. We think that we should prepare the ground so that all states and peoples can have their say. We are ready to contribute to international security, peace, and global friendship and global disarmament.
You say you want to talk on the basis of respect. The president has expressed his respect for the Islamic Republic of Iran, and he said he is ready to talk. I just want to know, when will Iran sit down with the United States and the European powers to discuss the nuclear program?
Well, the nuclear issue of ours is a special issue. We think that the nuclear issue needs to be resolved in the context of the agency and regulations. We are just utilizing our legal rights. I have no reservations when it comes to talking.
So you're ready to talk without preconditions?
No. We should just have a clear-cut framework for talks. The agenda should be clear, but so far we have only heard this from the media, the newspapers, that they're interested in talking, and obviously they're going to receive the response from the papers. I was fully expecting Mr. Obama to participate in the Geneva conference. What issue is more important than racial discrimination? The United Nations has organized such a conference. I don't think or believe that Mr. Obama supports racism. However, the gentleman should have been there and should have condemned outright racism and racial discrimination. This is a good possibility for talks and cooperation. We should all cooperate with one another to help racism to go away.